It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Caroline George with Monique Plessis and Luke Champion. Don't put away the winter coat just yet. In the weather today, it's partly cloudy, negative 2 outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. The federal government gives $700 million to help bail out the Canadian auto sector. Earthquake shakes Italy. Canadian doctors donate a day's pay to Africa. Now to our top story. Auto workers may rejoice. The federal government will give the Canadian auto sector an additional $700 million to help with the bailout. Industry Minister Tony Clement says the money provided by Export Development Canada will be used to help out the auto parts companies. Clement also commented that the bailout could help out General Motors Corporation in Canada and the United States during their bankruptcy restructuring. After its worst earthquake in 3 decades, Italy's death toll still stands at 207. The 4.9 magnitude quake, which hit the city of L'Aquila Monday night, has left approximately 50,000 people homeless and 1,000 more injured. Officials say between 10,000 to 15,000 buildings were damaged and destroyed, including historical Renaissance and Gothic architecture, while aftershocks hit 26 villages nearby. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi says rescue efforts will continue for another 48 hours. A relief fund set up by the National Congress of Italian Canadians is raising money to help with reconstruction. A day's pay goes a long way. Across Canada Day, 160 doctors will donate the equivalent of 1 day's pay to the Canadian Physicians for Aid and Relief. In its fourth year, the event, known as Donate a Day, will help support health and developmental projects in rural Africa. The agency hopes to raise about $100,000 towards the relief fund. And the Humane Society Durham region burned to the ground on December 17th last year. The flames have put out and the surviving animals have been rescued. There's a grave need for the shelter in the Durham region, and the staff is eager to get back to helping the animals. But politics are getting in the way. Mallory Hendry reports.
Ruby Richards, manager of the Humane Society, is struggling to keep her staff motivated and the animals healthy. It's hard, Richards says, because they serve one of the largest areas in Ontario.
Between 500,000 and 700,000 people in Durham right now. And it's probably, as for area square miles, we probably have one of the largest coverage areas we have to deal with.
Getting the Humane Society back up and running has become a political issue. The city of Whitby is taking its time with the zoning. If they take the usual 4 to 6 months, the shelter may lose the land that they've bought. Lindsay Cope, animal care manager, is frustrated by the delay.
Oh, it just infuriates me. It's frustrating. I mean, I don't know, to me, but I mean, I don't know politically, I know nothing. It's just frustrating thinking, like, how hard is it to give us a little piece of land? Like, it's not like we're asking for, you know, 200 acres in the middle of the city. Like, all we're asking for is an acre or two.
The community is showing their support through fundraisers and donations. Richards hopes this will put pressure on political leaders to make their zoning a priority. Mallory Hendry, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's the latest news. Now here's Luke with sports.
Thanks, Caroline. Hi, everyone. Tonight we'll see the Blue Jays try to repeat last night's 12-5 home opener against the Detroit Tigers when they meet at the Rogers Centre. Fans will have to enjoy the game without the aid of alcohol, as the Rogers Centre is facing a temporary license suspension stemming from old infractions. Jays fans will have to deal with one more dry game at some point this season, as well as one for Argos fans as well. In Leafs news, the battered team has 3 games left. Tonight they're in New Jersey facing the New Jersey Devils, trying to end their 0-2 streak. Tomorrow they'll be back in Toronto taking on the Buffalo Sabres, and Saturday will be a season-ending home game against Ottawa. Elsewhere in the league, there's a total of 13 games on tap tonight. The Rangers will be battering Montreal to stay afloat, while Florida does the same in Philly. Both the Rangers and the Panthers are currently sitting at 89 points. In NBA news, the Raptors will play host to Atlanta tonight at 7 p.m. Then it's off to Atlanta to face the Pacers tomorrow night. They'll finish off the week back at the Air Canada Centre against Washington. The team sits 31.5 games back with 6 games left in the regular season and absolutely no chance of making the playoffs. They're playing for pride now, folks. Elsewhere, Team Canada remains undefeated in the World Curling Championships in Moncton, New Brunswick. The team's record was extended to 6-0 this morning when they pummeled Switzerland in a breezy 8-3 victory. They'll face their stiffest competition yet in Norway tonight at 6:30 p.m. Some mixed martial arts athletes in Toronto say they want a crackdown on doping in their sport. And as Lloyd Kwanza reports, they hope a cleaner sport might eventually send mixed martial arts to the Olympics.
Mark Hominick was training people in mixed martial arts at Extreme Couture Gym in Toronto on Tuesday. The Canadian MMA fighter and trainer is completely against the use of performance enhancers. He has no tolerance for people who take it.
Obviously, as an athlete, I 100% think it's cheating. You know, anytime you're trying to get an advantage by using an illegal substance, you know, it's obviously cheating. So I'm totally against it and, you know, totally don't agree with it. And anytime I hear that people do it, it just kind of disgraces the sport, in my opinion.
The Canadian Center of Ethics and Sport, known as CCES, tests Canadian athletes. They have many volunteers who give time to become trained as doping control officers, known as DCO. The DCOs receive the sample, do the paperwork, and ship it to the lab. Karina Mark, a DCO, has been trained since 2006. She believes that Canadian sports are clean because of CCES.
I think we're very effective in preventing it. When you look at the fact that in the last quarter of the 800 and some odd tests that were performed, only three had doping infractions found, and of which one or two of those were for cannabis.
Another fighter and trainer at the gym, Chris Hordecki, knows the public hold athletes highly. He wants them to take responsibility for themselves.
They're seen as being something, you know, above the average human being. So it's very important, you know, to keep, you know, the competition clean and to keep that role model figure, you know, for the public.
The recent stories of steroid use have brought the issue back to light. All three agree sports and performance enhancers do not belong in the same sentence. They also agree sports is about hard work and dedication. Lloyd Quanta, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Monique will have the entire buzz in entertainment.
Hi, I'm Armin, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting the light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for their annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice. And to top it off, some ask for aquariums too. Can you imagine what the back of Santa's sleigh look like? Come on, give Santa a break. I don't want to babysit all those animals and fishes till Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Saturday and run through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located on the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petaluma. And a meow Christmas and a Happy New Year from Allison Pet Center.
Welcome back and hello everyone. It was another big weekend at the box office as the Hollywood hit Fast and Furious made for the biggest April opening ever. The adrenaline-filled movie brought in a whopping $90 million this past weekend. I was there for the opening night at Eglinton Town Center, where guests lined up for over an hour to watch the movie. The audience, mostly ranging from 15 to 35, cheered the characters on as they raced in their souped-up cars and took on the murderous drug cartel of Los Angeles. After a couple of not-so-successful sequels, the original Fast and Furious cast came back to make a hit, and that they did. Hunks Paul Walker and Vin Diesel were again paired up with Jordana Brewster and Michelle Rodriguez and made for great on-screen chemistry. Now moving on to the always entertaining world of gossip. Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson have split up again. Lohan says she needs to focus on herself. And on a more serious note, Rihanna's dad, Ronald Fenty, says denial does not suit Chris Brown well. Brown entered a plea of not guilty in court yesterday for allegedly assaulting Rihanna last February. Fenty told MTV, and I quote, "I don't want to see him locked up for a long time. I just want him to acknowledge and get some help." Now let's move on to the local music scene with Brittany Prince.
John Hines clears his throat and blows his nose one last time before he hits the stage. He stands at the mic and introduces himself. Then he apologizes to the packed room at the Port Union Community Center. He tests out two new songs, thanks the audience, and walks off stage. Later, backstage, he says he didn't bomb, but being sick hurt his performance.
I think it went pretty bad. We're all pretty sick.
Couldn't hear
anything.
The beginning, that was good.
And it was our first show ever doing this stuff, so.
Yeah, I guess considering.
It wasn't too bad, I guess, but
first year goes running show.
Even though he wasn't feeling well, Hines says he was happy to get a feel for performing his new material that doesn't exactly fit with his regular band's pop-punk alternative feel. He started writing his own songs on the side while recording with Here Goes Nothing. It was a way of getting rid of writer's block. He's now decided to start recording some of these songs.
I guess just because we've been in Here Goes Nothing for 4 years and, you know, we've had ups and downs of people interested, people not interested. And I think doing something different is just kind of good because I look at all the bands right now in the local scene that are a little different than the mainstream, and they seem to get a lot more attention from, you know, higher forces and power.
Hines says you'll see where this new music takes him. He also makes it clear that Here Goes Nothing have not broken up and they will continue to try to get signed. Brittany Prince, Observer Radio News, Rouge Hill.
And that's all for me. Now let's send it back to Caroline for the wrap-up.
Thanks, Monique. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennial.college.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.